from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes.
Matt Bowen.
I was listening to you guys on the radio one afternoon.
You should be. Everybody should.
Cubs down to their last out. They trail by five. Here's the pitch. Talkman swings and hits a pop fly shallow left. Reynolds under it and makes the catch. And Pittsburgh wins again as the Pirates take the first two games of this series, winning tonight by a final of 5-0.
Another loss for the Cubs makes things pretty much out of reach here. I always preface any time I'm scribbling numbers that I could be wrong and I could stand corrected, but this is my back of the envelope math.
You got 25 games left?
The Cubs are 71-68, which means they played 23, right?
Oh, yes, 23.
They have 23 games left. I counted like
23
seven
games
times
left, 4.5 games back of two teams.
But I'm only worried about the team that's further away, and that's the Braves. The Braves are 75-63. They have 24 games left. So
they had a game in hand on you.
If the Cubs have to have more wins than the Braves. The Cubs have to have a better record. They cannot tie. So this is what it looks like to me. If the Braves
if they tie.
If the Braves go 14-10 over their final 24, which I think is pretty likely, that is their current pace. If they go 14-10, they finish 89-73. The Cubs would have to go 19-4.
That's not happening.
Right.
They play the Dodgers and the Yankees in the next series.
That's Layla, and that's why, like, when we were together when Dan was down in New Orleans and we were talking about folks saying, well, the Cubs schedule, it's so easy. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, no, it's not.
That's the fallacy. Like, they did what they were supposed to do on the road trip. They go 8-1. We're all happy. Everything's great. The playoff chances are up to what, like 6-some-odd%. And then everything's peachy keen until that eighth inning against Pittsburgh on Monday. And that's when we got quickly brought back to reality. And, oh, by the way, we don't know if Justin Steele will pitch for the rest of the season.
Yeah, the Pirates series this year is the equivalent of the Rockies series last year.
But here, yes.
Where you go, oh, well, that's the end. Like, the team that you have to beat and you should beat, you don't beat at the worst possible time.
I was thinking about that a lot last night, actually, because, you know, my sports thoughts, just me and my sports thoughts, you know, that's what I
have. That should be your podcast.
Me and my sports thoughts.
That's me and my sports thoughts.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, actually.
It's actually with my the sports feeling of, and me.
Yes, it is. But, you know, it's a...
Womp, womp, womp.
So the one before the other is just illustrating... Sometimes you mess up syntax purposefully so that way you can use it for emphasis. That's a tool people use. So anyway, point being that I don't think they're the same. This September, you cannot say the team is as successful as they were last year, because at this point on the calendar last season, they had just beaten the Giants and had a 90%+ chance of making the playoffs. You cannot say that about this team.
Well, Jed likes to think about portions of seasons as as laudable for their success. And that's fine, but only if the entire season is successful.
Right. You like, can't look at last year and go, well, you know, there was that stretch where we were 50 and 36. Awesome. Then what happened?
Right. There's been a great stretch this year.
Tell me the rest of that story. I would love to know how that story ends. How did it end, Jed?
Bad.
Well, we went to Colorado and things went really bad there. And then Arizona came to town and things went really bad. Then we went to Arizona and things got even worse. Did you make the playoffs? No.
No, no. Did you fire your manager?
Yes. Sure did.
And thinking perhaps
and promised of better days.
And frankly, what was the expectation for the wins above replacement of that manager? Because as we maintained in the offseason, they didn't do enough. And why I was saying there was symmetry with Justin Steele's injury at the beginning of the season and Justin Steele's injury now, even though they're different body parts, is that you didn't have enough to withstand it.
I feel awful for the clubhouse, even though I know that this is mostly their fault. Guys didn't play well early on in the season.
The highest paid guys.
Yeah, then the light clicks on, and then you'll look up at the end of the year and see that Dansby Swanson is a 3.8 war and Ian Happ is a 4 war. And you go, man, this team sure looked a lot better in retrospect than it did live. But the problem still is and will be that they don't have a 6 war player. And maybe they're growing
more. Or they don't have enough 5 war players, career 5 war, not just like you had one year, although that's awesome.
Maybe they're growing one. Maybe Pete Crow Armstrong turns into that. Because what he's done over these last 6 weeks of baseball has been really incredible.
It is like, not off the table. Like him being a star is not off the table.
But here's what I would say. Don't bet on that.
Right. Oh.
Go spend money on guys that have actually been big time players.
Well, that's
and hope that you're right, and then it all
cheap.
Just
you have him under contract right. control. Now is that where you use all that extra money to go say, well, I know we have this, but here comes this mamma jam in the middle of the lineup. Yeah.
Yeah. Perspective depth is how you turn into the Dodgers, where you can unload some people for next to nothing if you just say you like Tommy Edman. I'm still bitter. I'm still bitter about that trade. Point being, though, zoom out, right? And the problem with water finding its level, the problem with people playing to the back of their baseball card is this season is your illustration. Yes, that may happen, but it didn't happen when you needed it to. The variance hit at times that were a problem. So how are you controlling for that part of it? Because the goal is to win and make the playoffs.
Ideally, you would control by getting better players.
I mean, that's it. You can't have it be a small collection of talent. And a lot of these players, they get a lot more money, I think, off of the books for them because of who they're still paying right now. Like, if you look at who is still on payroll, you'd be surprised at some of the names. And those guys probably come off the books next year. But it's still a difficult line to try to tightrope here.
Speaking of payroll, I mean, this is not Cubs, but I think that you guys will find it interesting. So, my brother is not really into sports, but he loves like business stuff inside of sports. So we were having a conversation a few weeks ago where I was talking because it was Bobby Bonilla Day. And we were having the discussion about players that are still like under contract and had all of this deferred money. And so I told him, I said, hey, I got something that'll help illustrate it. These are some of the names that are still making money. And this is just a fun, like, go back down memory lane. Chris Davis with a C. Okay.
Oh,
still
man.
Getting paid.
Still getting paid $9.166 million.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Alex, by the Orioles, Alex Cobb still getting paid through 20, I'm sorry, and Chris Davis is getting paid through 2037, okay?
2037.
And he's getting $9 million a year, yes. 9.2 a year through 2037.
Yeah, but it's not worth what it was when he could have gotten it back then.
I understand.
Later money is not as valuable.
Alex Cobb, $4.75 million through next season. Bobby Bonilla on the list twice, once with the Orioles and once with the Mets for a combined $1.7 million. With the Orioles, it's through 2028, and with the Mets, it's through 2035, which brings us to another name that I was not expecting to see on the list.
Yes?
Brett Saberhagen.
Let's go.
Brett Saberhagen is going to make $250,000 from the Mets through 2028. D.D. Gregorius is going to make $2 million a year from the Phillies through 2026. Mark Melancon is going to make $1 million per year through 2028 from San Francisco. Matt Holliday, whose son is now playing in the major leagues, he's one of the Jackson Three, $1.5 million from the Cardinals through 2029. Our guy Waino, who was on the show, $1 million from the Cardinals through 2033.
Damn. At least that one makes a little more sense. Matt Holliday had like a couple good years.
Wait, give it how many years? Well, we'll be sitting here going, hey, you know, Shohei Ohtani is still getting money.
Well, we won't be here, but his money will be here.
That will have made sense.
Seriously, I'll be in a box and he'll still be getting paid.
What about locally? I'm glad you asked that question, voice in Lawrence's head.
How many years did Matt Holliday have where he was like considered a world beater? How many? Like four? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on that because that's amazing. Good
Jason
job,
Hayward is going to be owed another $500,000 from the Cubs through 2027. Through 2027.
So they let the air out of that balloon because I thought there was only one more year on that thing.
And over on the South side, Liam Hendricks is going to make $1.5 million of deferred money through 2033. Jose Abreu, $1 million through 2026.
And that's not counting what he's getting paid in Houston?
Right.
Wow.
Lorenzo Cain, Low Cain, is going to make $1 million through 2027.
Guess how old I'll be when Shohei Ohtani is in his last year of getting paid on this current deal.
You'll be 65, right? It's a 10-year deal, isn't it?
Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be 74.
Good Lord.
Bryce Harper, what year does his new contract run through?
Well, he's not on this list, but you know who is on this list? Vinny Castilla is going to make...
Vinny Castilla from Oaxaca!
Is going to make $107,000 a year through 2029. Zach Greinke is still owed $12.5 million per by Houston through 2026.
Yeah.
Ryan Braun.
Right.
Ryan bleeping Braun.
Cheater.
Yes. Owed $1.8 million per year through 2031.
All right.
Hold on. There's one more. Max Scherzer.
Oh, yeah. That one's, yeah.
$15 million a year through 2027 from the Washington Nationals.
Damn.
Oh, wait. One more. There's one more. There's two more good ones. Okay. Both of them Red Sox.
This is wild.
Manny Ramirez is going to make $2 million through 2026. Dustin Pedroia is going to make $2.5 million through 2028.
Now, for all the criticism that Manny Ramirez has received in his career, the fact that he still is making over $2.5 million a year, he showed everybody.
Man, I still think Brett Saberhagen is the winner.
That's the winner.
That's the randomest one of all. Vinny Castilla, probably.
But Brett Saberhagen no-hit the White Sox in 1985.
He hasn't played since 2001.
Do you remember when early ESPN SportsCenter graphics couldn't fit his name on the graphic? It was like WCBD, and now like all the words were super close together because they didn't fit. Those were the days.
That's unreal. Man.
And it was Chris Davis with a C, not the other
not
Chris
the
Davis.
K-H.
Not the other R-Y. Chris Davis who hit 247 4 years in a row.
That Chris Davis contract with a C is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.